We have a little more volume.
Yeah.
I love it.
Here's the light. All right, here's Oceans.
I want to get up there and sing.
At the end of this.
I mean, I don't know when to chime in. I don't know who to tell. I want to do a duet with Simon and John.
Surprise duet.
I don't know who to tell.
Yeah.
So, I don't know who to tell.
What?
I don't know who to tell. I don't know who's going to get me up there. I know around him. I don't know where Ron is.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I can't work with him.
Right, yeah.
Simon and then with that song, I figured I'd dig back into my Hank Williams songbook and pull out this is a song that he sung for the Grand Ole Opry back in 1952. It's called Let the Spirit Descend. It's a great little song. Let the Spirit descend like a beautiful dove, as it did on Jesus that day. He was baptized by John in the river of Jordan. From God's voice like thunder said, "This is my son." When John came preaching, preparing the way for Jesus the heavenly King. If you only trust and believe in his words, you'll stand in God's kingdom and not be ashamed. Let the Spirit descend like a beautiful dove, as it did on Jesus that day. He was baptized by John in the river of Jordan, and God's voice like thunder said, "This is my son."
Yeah.
Me and John are
going to
do a duet.
Oh.
You're doing the piano, right?
Yep. I wanted to do one.
All right. All right.
So, see if you can
test. We're doing
a song,
duet called Freedom and Crosses, and I believe it's by Randy Brown.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I want to do a duet with Simon and John.
Okay. I'll let them know. Okay.
Thank you.
Bible in that church.
Now, here's the one from Bobby that I'm going to use. And he kept saying this joke a lot. It's really funny. And it goes, my shorts, they're like a cheap hotel. They're so tight, they're like a cheap hotel. There's no ballroom. Let's see here. A man goes to a psychiatrist and the doctor says, you're crazy. The man says, well, I want a second opinion. The doctor says, okay, you're ugly too. Oh! There are three people in this world. One that can count and one that can't.
Take my wife.
Take my mom.
Oh! Fight.
Hey, that's why they're called jokes, not really. There you go. Let's see. Actually, I didn't even go on a joke. I am going to be.
One more joke.
A beefcake came to my house last night looking for money.
Uh-oh.
So I got up and went with him.
Hell yeah!
Alright, now I think I'm going to do, let's see, I have two more songs to end the night.
Yeah!
You know, I'm kind of going to wrap it up a little bit, but I think you're all enjoying it, you know? So, that was my point. Very good if I can do more music at my own party. So, yeah. I want to do it. We're going to do.
Hi, Ryan.
Thank you
for
helping
today.
Woo! Yeah! That's right.
Now, the song I want to do is an acapella prediction song. And that's what you're using. Well, I don't think he knows it, so. Yeah. So, it's called I Will Not Deny Jesus, and it's a Nigerian song. And I heard it from a good friend of mine who unfortunately could not be here today. He wouldn't like to. His name is Gregory Adigwe. He's my assistant at my school. Some of you know him. He's a really good guy. And yeah, he wasn't going to come, but unfortunately something came up. So he told me this song about Nigeria, and it really is, just puts it into perspective that we as Americans, we can worship in any faith that we want to. And we can really, you know, worship and have the freedom to do what we want to do. So that's something we should never take for granted, because certain countries, they persecute people for their religious faith. So this song is I'm Not Denying Jesus. I'm not going to get a real vibe of this Nigerian song. I'm going to try to do Dr. Keller, so I might be a lot, but you got the idea.
There is a Christian girl called Leah. She lives in a place called Nigeria. She was taken into captivity because of her faith. They said she would be free if she would deny Jesus. Felicia said, I will not deny Jesus, no matter what you do to me. I will not deny Jesus, even though you take my land. I will not deny Jesus, even though you take my life. Oh, Jesus, I will not deny you. All her friends said, oh, Leah, why not deny Jesus? And you will be set free. But Leah said, who the Lord has made free is free indeed. Praise the Lord. I am already free. I will not deny. I will not deny Jesus. No matter what you do to me. I will not deny Jesus. Even though you take my land. I will not deny Jesus. Even though you take my life. Oh, Jesus, I will not deny you. In 1995, I was given an offer. It was 7 billion naira that I should never speak about Jesus. But I said, you can keep your money, and I will keep the name of Jesus. This man, Jesus, means more than all the world to me. I will not deny, I will not deny Jesus. Sing along, everybody, no matter what you choose to be. I will not deny
Jesus.
Even though you take
off feet. I will not deny Jesus.
Even though you take my life. Oh, Jesus. I will not deny you. I will never ever deny you.
Now the final song, final finale, is going to be, that didn't make sense, but oh well. What'd you say? I'm too drunk on them beers, you know? I said drink more beer, let's go back. Let's see, this is the time of your life, you know? If I could, not too much trouble, I'd like to invite Lucy up with me. You can stand up. Lucy is my aunt, my great aunt. She just turned 80. But we give her a round of applause. So me and Lucy are so close. We've always been really close, and we really have always bonded throughout my life, really. And she's legally blind, and she can see so many things in her life. And back when I was about 7 or 8 years old, I went over her house, and she always would tell me music, you know, different types of music. She'd show me. And I said, you know, I love all these memories that we have. I want to cherish the memories always, always and forever. And she said, you know, there's a song about that, and I'd like to play it for you. So I said, all right. So she told me, it's Times of Your Life. Now, Times of Your Life is written by a guy named Paul Anka. And Paul Anka wrote My Way, actually. That's a good song, no, I did it my way. Anyway, so Paul Anka is a very, very accomplished singer and great song, really good guy. And I actually got to meet him, me and Lucy got to meet him. So this is a dedication to Lucy. This is a dedication to Lucy. Me and her are so close, we really have a strong, special bond. And I'm very happy that you're here today. I also want to give a shout out to Michael. Michael is here. He's
Mike Milligan.
Oh, he just left? Oh, all right. I'm sorry. Well, some of you have seen this guy, Michael, that was here, who was Lucy's doctor, and he knows me, and he was here with his wife for a while. So he's really good. So Maybe we'll see it on the video if I send the video. So shout out to them. So. All right, here it is. Time of Your Life. Yesterday, you wake up, and time has slipped away, and suddenly, far, far, the memories you left behind, remember, you smell the laughter and the tears, the shadows of misty yesterday, the good times and the bad you see. And all the other days that we remember, you remember the times of your life. Reach back for the joy and the sorrow, put them away in your mind. The memories are time that you borrow, spend when you get to tomorrow. The seasons are passing one by one, so gather moments while you may collect the dreams you dream today. Remember, do you remember the times of your life? Of your life, of your life. Do you remember, baby? Do you remember the times of your life? Of your life, of your life.
Yeah. Here's a good song.
I love you, Lucy.
Aww.
Thank you. I thank you all. I also want to give out a shout out to somebody. I'm not sure if he's still here. Mr. Freiberger. He's here. Can you stand up? I want to recognize my good friend and teacher and mentor, Mr. Freiberger. He has been there for me ever since day one at Carroll. He has been the glue that makes everything stick together for my Carroll education. And I can say that I would not be where I am today without him, without his long, without our long math sessions and all. He was patient with me and persevered, and we got it through. So, Mr. Freiberger, I'll always be indebted to you. You are a really good friend to me, and I thank you that you're able to come. So, thank you. And also, a little congratulations to them. They're going to be having a baby coming up soon. So, congratulations to them. Thank you. I hope you all enjoyed the performances. We had a great time putting it together for you. And also, shout out to the family that's here from out of town. My grandfather, Ron. His wife, Pat. My aunt, Denise. My uncle, Scott. We have Peter. And Doug. And Emily. And Gina. And, yeah, and Nicole. And James. And Peyton. And everybody. Thank you for coming. We all enjoyed it. Now let's talk and have a good time.
Yeah! Encore! 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 Here we go!
I'm sorry, I forgot to reach you another petrol. Sorry.
And Mike! That was good.
Yeah.
Trio 2 p.m. Stop button.